Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purion. I'm so happy to be on the line here Tuesday, February 16th, talking about gift card marketing. So we're going to be helping you to get rid of those unused gift cards that may be in your wallet, your purse, and your desk drawer. We're going to teach you how easy it is to share. And I'm not going to bring him on right at this moment, but joining me here in just a couple minutes will be Two Star Crown, Mary Kay Mullally, and Diamond Nikki Ramey. Mary Kay is from California, Nikki is from Michigan, and it's going to be a great call for those of you who have gift cards or have a team of people with gift cards. I'm sure you're going to get some very specific and important ideas as to how to use the gift cards, how to show value using the gift cards, to talk about income using the gift cards, to promote to friends, family, professional, business people, professional networkers. So lots of good stuff. Hopefully you can get a pen and paper or iPod or iPad or however you take notes. Get yourself ready because I'm sure there's going to be good information. But before we do that, I want to talk a little bit about our regional events coming up. Amy Venner going to be in Florida. Myself and David Sandoval going to be in California. And we've got a loaded agenda with an amazing group of crowns in both locations. So I'm seeing people whose businesses are growing coming out of these regional events in Hawaii, in the Northeast. We got two events this weekend. So if you're in the neighboring states or in Florida or in California, we'd love to see you. Importantly, I am sure that you know somebody in California. I am sure that you know somebody in Florida, maybe two, maybe five, maybe 20, maybe 50 people. Reach out on Facebook. Reach out through your cell phone. Invite people. The more people you have at these events, the more that you're going to leverage your income. And we've got Eventbrite links up. I believe that the leadership dinner cutoff date is tomorrow, I think, and the event cutoff date is on Thursday to register online. And it's only $45. The dinner, of course, includes dinner. The Saturday events include lunch. So great, great value, just $45. I mean, these are events that we're co-oping with you. So in addition to all the great value that you're getting, I mean, we're literally paying for the event and the AV and the handouts and all kinds of good stuff. So enjoy, be part of it. And if you're in Florida or California, get there if you can. So our big event coming up later this year. In fact, it's our one time that the entire Purion community comes together is for our national convention. This year's convention is called LEAP. And our LEAP convention tickets have gone on sale already. We've sold over 100 just in the last 10 days or so. So we got lots of people that are already making the LEAP. I hope that you are too. And that when you get your convention ticket, you increase your opportunity to go for free. Because we have two promotions going on with the LEAP convention. The first one is our free ticket giveaway. Every Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, we give away a ticket. You have to already have purchased your convention ticket. And then last week, you have to sign up a PLC member. That's how you get the opportunity to win. And it's all about showing up. It's all about making things happen. And it's about being on the line here. So what I'm going to do is put this call into Q&A mode. And I'm going to give away a convention ticket right now to somebody who has their convention ticket, stepped up and made that happen, enrolled a PLC member last month, and hopefully they're on the call tonight. And that person is an executive from New Jersey, and her name is Deborah Annan. Deborah, are you on the line? Hit star 6 and let us know that you're out there. If you are, you're going to convention for free. Hey, I can. Hey, Deborah.
Yeah. Hi.
Yay.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Awesome. Well, why don't you tell us about the person you enrolled last week, if you could.
I enrolled a couple. Let me see. You know, I think I enrolled three last week, so it was one of a few. But you know what? I went to the event a week and a half ago in New Jersey, and it just kind of, it's important to be to the event because it just shows what a good thing we have going on right now. So I'm pumped. Can't wait for convention. Thank you so much.
Well, awesome, Deborah. So she's at the Northeast event. She enrolled three people last week. She's got her convention ticket. She's on the line. She's plugged in. And so that's going to save her a couple hundred bucks. And the other promotion we've got is this Leap Rank Advancer promotion. So, you know, based upon the momentum you got in your business, Deborah, good chance that not only are you going to go to convention for free, but maybe you can get your hotel for free, earn some cash. So keep doing what you're doing. Appreciate you being on the line tonight.
Thank you.
Awesome, awesome. Well, good enough. Well, like I said, I hope we see a bunch of people at our regional events in Florida and California. They definitely make a difference. And, you know, it's a simple business to do, and it's a simple business not to do. And I think that's one of the things that's always great about being on these calls and being at these events is it reminds you of why you chose to be part of the business. You see other people. And you see other people that are having success and enjoying their life and enjoying the entrepreneurial lifestyle and freedom that this program can afford you. So what I'd like to do is bring on a couple of super entrepreneurs, and they're going to help talk about gift cards tonight. So first I want to bring on Two Star Crown. She's from California. She's also on our field advisory board. She was last year, again this year. Mary Kay Mullally. Mary Kay, you on the line?
I am, David. Thanks for having me.
All right, I can. Fantastic. Thanks so much. And, yeah, I'd like to bring on another superstar. She's in Michigan. She's a diamond, relatively new to the company, but one of our best enrollers in the entire business, and her name is Nikki Ramey. Nikki, are you on the line?
I'm here.
Fantastic. Cool, cool, cool. Well, we're going to be talking about gift cards. Do you both like the gift card marketing system that we have?
Love it.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, cool. Well, let's start with you, Nikki. And Mary Kay, feel free to jump in at any time. But I want to talk a little bit about you know, the process of sharing and the mentality of sharing and the energy of sharing versus selling. And Nikki, you are a master at sharing. And why don't you talk a little bit about how you approach people, who you approach, what kind of conversations you have, and how do you engage people before you pull out the gift card? What is it that we're talking about?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I have such I'm so passionate about it, and I think that really comes through. That's the number one thing. That's the number one reason I think that I've been so successful with this. Is because I literally found myself so, like, this is a true lifestyle for me, and it changed. My story is basically based around myself and my daughter, and when it comes to family and it changing my daughter's life, you know, drastically. She's down 20 pounds now. She doesn't suffer, you know, she did suffer a little bit from anxiety, and now she's completely free of that, and it's really because Purium started the whole kickoff with the cleanse, and now we just enjoy the lifestyle. We are just putting in all these amazing superfoods in our body, and I've never had more energy, and I've never felt more well-rested, and, like, it really is true, and so I feel like when I talk about it, I think that people really see that I'm being very genuine, and the truth is just in the pudding too. I mean, I walk around and people will say, "Wow, you look great," or "What are you doing?" And I get that a lot. And I mean, I'm not trying to, like, toot my own horn, but I feel really good about it because I've taken off 15 pounds and my daughter took off 20, and I just feel like everyone's like, "Oh, what are you guys doing?" So that's just a really easy way of just kind of opening up to people and saying, "Oh my God, I just did this fabulous, you know, I'm doing this fabulous program that is not a diet per se, it's a lifestyle, but it starts out as a cleanse." I always preface that with the program because I don't want them to think this is like a Weight Watchers or like a, which is fabulous. It's a great plan too. I'm not trying to knock it, but this is truly a lifestyle. Like, I've chosen to incorporate these, you know, products into my life, and I feel really, really good. And so I think that's number one. It's just being really genuine about, you know, your journey with Purium. So that's number one. Number two is the minute I wake up, so the minute I go to bed, I really honestly think of every single person out there that I meet or that I come in contact with or that I just see out there. I'm an extremely friendly person. but I think of them as a prospect. I think of them, wow, what could Purium do for their life? So I don't approach people in the selling point of it, but I just basically want to get it out there that this is just such a great, great line and a great product. So, for example, if, you know, you're in Starbucks and I don't order, I'm fully dairy-free now because I've been using the products. I just feel like, why am I going to, no, it doesn't mean that you can't go back to dairy, but I just felt like dairy wasn't doing, doing anything for my body. So, you know, the other day I was standing next to a woman and I had ordered a coconut latte and she said, oh, what are you ordering? Well, there you go. It's just a gateway to bring on the fact that now I'm dairy-free because I did this fabulous transformation, I have a gift card, you know, I would love to give it to you, but I don't leave without, whenever I meet someone or approach someone, I do not leave without getting their contact information. I actually don't even carry the cards with me. I just make sure that I text them, I keep in contact with them, I'm making sure that I, you know, explain to them that they will be coached by me, that they will have resources with these calls, with private Facebook pages, and then it just becomes like it's easier because then they're excited and they feel like this is doable. That's a great way of incorporating it. And I think that Facebook is amazing. You know, it's just social media has been incredible.
So I just want to emphasize one or two things and then ask you a quick question, Nikki. So there are a lot of gems in there. You know, the idea of huge beliefs. How old's your daughter?
She's 15.
She's 15. So, you know, to have a weight loss experience at that age can really be profound and change somebody's life. And it's great that you were there. And it's great you were there to support her. Great that you were there to support her. So I think that's really cool. And, you know, that's a big part of who we are, this Million Mom Movement. And for you to, like you say, from a genuine standpoint, be able to promote the lifestyle, promote the changes that have happened in your life, to feel good about it, and then have that business mentality, which is to say, who can I help? You know,
right.
And so if you're outward facing, if you're facing the world saying, how can I be of service? How can I help? It's not selling. Sure, it's going to benefit you, but it's going to benefit them first. And it has to benefit them first to benefit you. You don't make any money if they buy the product and return it. You don't make any money if they don't lose weight or don't feel good. So that's the thing that you can always feel good about, and that's neat. Now, one of the things that's interesting is that, you know, right in that initial conversation, it sounds like you capture their contact information and offer them a gift card. What's their response when you tell them about the gift card?
Oh, my God. Well, first of all, I don't necessarily go into all the details about, you know, you get 5 gift cards. You know, I do explain that once I start to talk to the person in detail about the product. I do, because I really think it's fair. I really want to give every person the opportunity to have that business end of it, too, because you never know, you know, who's going to want to do this and who's not going to want to do this. I've learned that. So I definitely, I talk about that, and I get really excited about it. And I say, listen, you know, with your products, you're going to get these gift cards. And these gift cards are so unique to this product because not a lot of, you know, programs out there have this kind of thing. They don't offer this. So basically, you're going to get the gift cards, and when you give a gift card, you get they throw you back $50 because they want you to pay it forward. So it's basically you're giving people a gift of health and you're getting back, you know, some money, which is great, and you can put it towards your, you know, products that you're going to, you know, continue to use. So it's so exciting because you're seeing that you're losing weight, you're getting your money back or you're making money eventually, and you're giving people good health. So it's like it's a win-win for everybody. So I always make sure that they understand that. And I really don't go into, like, full detail, but I do always tell everybody that it's such an easy thing to do to give those gift cards away. And if they need any help, then I'm always there to, if you want to, you know, get your sister or get your friend or whatever, if they want to do this with you, we can sign you up now. You're going to get your gift cards, and you can put them under your gift card codes. So that gets them excited. Nice. Like, oh, okay, that's great. You know, I always make sure that I include that point because why shouldn't they get the money back, you know? And
so it sounds like you're sharing the value of the gift cards a couple of different times. What I heard you say was that when you make that initial contact, and you know the example that you gave of the dairy-free latte was a really good one. So now this woman's interested. You tell her about the lifestyle that you're living. She says, "Wow, this sounds cool." You say, "Let me get your email address, and I've got a $50 gift card for you, so that you can try the products." So right away, you're like giving her something of value. Then once you get deeper into the conversation, as you really start to talk about the potential of doing the program, you mm-hmm. talk about how they get five $50 gift cards, and you know, again, add the value of sharing. Even before they've decided to say yes, you already have their wheels turning as to what about your sister, who else do you know who wants to do this? And so now it's feeling less and less expensive to them because they're already mentally giving away the gift cards in their head before they've even joined the business, is what
exactly.
I heard you say.
Yep.
Well, cool. Well, let's why don't you talk about Facebook real quick, and then I want to bring Mary Kay on. So you said Facebook's been really good
yep.
for you and for your business. Why don't you talk a little bit about
amazing.
How you share on Facebook and what
sure.
Yeah, tell us what happens there.
Okay. So the first post that I did was just a picture of – no, actually, I didn't even post a picture the first time. The first time I did it was just explaining that I just finished this transformation. I was very nervous about posting a picture, I have to tell you. And then I – because I'm just kind of modest and I just didn't want to flash the picture around. But then I got a lot of responses from my first post, which is basically like I just did this amazing transformation, all the things that it did for me. And then I got a ton of responses. Now, as soon as I got responses, I, number one, never mentioned the word Purium on Facebook. I always kept the authenticity of the program, and I wanted to make sure that was just really kept because I feel like I don't want this to be all over like a lot of the programs out there. I think that it really needs to be just more private. So when people private message me, then I would say, it's called Purium, or can I please call you and tell you about it? This is fabulous. It's amazing, da 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 da. So I did a lot of calls. I really did. I made a lot of calls right off the bat to people that private messaged me. Then I also saw all the people that liked my post. So whenever I see people that like it, I send them a private message saying, I saw that you liked the post. If you really would like more information about this amazing transformation, I would love to share it with you. Can you talk? When are you free? And so that way I got a lot of responses as well. And if they didn't respond to me, I would actually create an event, and I do a happy healthy hour or a healthy happy hour at my house like once a week. And I would invite those – I would do a private event, and I chose to invite the people that liked my post or that responded to my post. So I would make that, you know, make sure that they were all included in that. And then,
awesome.
Yeah, and then basically my promoters are now putting my picture up and saying, I'm starting this awesome cleanse, you know, let's do it together, we're going to be more successful if we do a group. And so that really led to a lot of people as well.
Fantastic. So I think one of the things that was really smart that you do is the idea of following up with people who just like your posts, because liking a post is pretty easy to do. Lots of people like posts, you know, pretty regularly, more than they'll comment. And so to be proactive and to say, hey, you've shown some interest in this program, let me reach out, you know, that's what it takes to Amy calls it carefrontation. To care enough about somebody when they showed some interest to make sure that you're giving them the opportunity to say yes. That's awesome. So why don't you hang on the line? We may come back to you, Nikki, but I wanted to bring Mary
okay.
Kay on. Mary Kay, I know that you have always been a huge proponent of the gift card program. You've been promoting the gift card program. I know that you talk to a lot of network marketing professionals, business professionals, maybe from a bit more of the business side of things, because, you know, Nikki was talking very much from the product side of things, why don't you talk a little bit about how you share what the gift card program is and what the response has been when people hear about, you know, the gift card program?
Sure, David, I'd be happy to. And I really just want to say I'm so proud of Nikki, and she's definitely doing a lot of things right, because she's already, this is her third month, she's already enrolled over 130 people. She enrolled 54 people in her first month. So, I mean, amazing gems. So just want to say that. So as far as, you know, talking to business people, you know, I've been in the business now for over 2 years. And so, you know, I definitely have a focus toward finding business partners and people that want to partner up with me to expand our reach and join our movement and make a bigger difference. Because for me, that is really what it's all about, you know, is helping people to get healthy. And so what I generally do is, you know, for me, it's really all about, it's all about the relationships. You know, this is a people business. This is a business about relationships. And so it's about making connections with people and finding out where they're at and what their goals are and connecting with them to be able to provide something to them. So I always have that in the back of my mind when I reach out to people. But how I generally talk to those kinds of people would be to say something like this. You know, I'll say, you know, as you may have seen on Facebook or as you may have heard, you know, I've launched a new business and I'm really excited about it. And I'm expanding my business and I'm looking for a particular type of person. You know, I'm looking for motivated people that want to make extra money and, you know, like to help people, want to make a difference for people. Who do you know? It might be just as simple as that. So a lot of times I'll network through people, not necessarily directly to them. If it is somebody that I really want on my team, you know, and I've definitely enrolled a few of those people, then, you know, I will be authentic and genuine and be like, listen, I thought about you because you're really someone I really admire. You're somebody I respect. You're someone I'd love to partner with. You know, would you be open to learning more? So it's for me about being authentic and being genuine about what I'm looking for, what I'm about, and then being in that person's world, asking a lot of questions, you know, what are you up to? What are you doing for work these days if I haven't talked to them for a while? Is that something you enjoy? What do you love about it? What do you not like about it? Have you ever thought about doing something other than what you're doing right now? You know, how would it be for you if you could make some extra money? You know, just things like that, right? It's really just about coming from my heart and connecting with people, David, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. And I love the questions that you ask, and I love the interest, and it's very similar to Nikki, which is about belief. It's about being genuine. It's about promoting a lifestyle, although Nikki's talking more about the product lifestyle and the health benefits. You're talking more about the business lifestyle and the freedom. And what else would you be doing, or have you thought about doing something else, or would you be open to doing something in addition? So as you start to get into the presentation and you talk about the business side, I'm sure one of the questions that good business people ask is, you know, what's so different about this, or, you know, what's so unique about Perium or whatever. So how do you introduce the concept of the gift cards, and where does that come in your presentation, and what's the response when people hear about the program?
Well, that's one of the first things that I talk about. You know, that is always a question that comes up. So, you know, I will talk about the fact that, you know, Perium is the only company that has a gift card marketing program, and that's what makes it so unique, because those gift cards really disarm people and make it easy to share, because we all love to share, but we don't love to sell. And I'm one of those people that didn't want to be selling when I first started my business, and I found it so easy to share this with other people. And so a lot of people's ears prick up when they hear about the gift card marketing program. And of course, the other thing that I always speak to is the fact that our products are so pure and premium, being, you know, non-GMO, all natural, green, superfood products, plant-based products. So I always bring that up, and that's always something that that sparks people's interest. So one of the things that I do is I don't necessarily spend a lot of time trying to pitch people on the phone. You know, I establish, you know, would you be open to learning more? And that's a question I love to ask because it really reveals, it's not a difficult question for people to answer. And, you know, people can say yes or no. And if they are interested, I'll send them a package. And what I love to send these, you know, more professional people that I'm talking to is a Prosper magazine with a $50 gift card. And maybe I'll throw in, you know, I definitely throw in a brochure. I'll throw in, you know, the kids brochure, the bio brochure, and send that package off to them immediately and then follow up with them in a few days. Because I believe that that Prosper magazine is one of the best tools that you can send to somebody that's open to looking at a business because it really tells the story of the company. It shows a number, you know, all a whole range of different people's success stories. And I always like to highlight that the majority of those, the people in that magazine didn't have experience with network marketing and, you know, on average make a good $15,000 a month. And that always, you know, gets people excited to receive that package.
Awesome. Well, good. Well, I'm a huge fan of Prosper Magazine. I love that you put the gift card right in there with it, you know, so it can see it. It's staring them in the face. Just to wrap up the call then. When we get to the conversation about enrolling, you know, people don't realize, you know, if you have not been involved in other network marketing companies, that the value of our Platinum Pack, and especially now the value of our Launch Pack with unlimited gift cards, is pretty crazy. Why don't you talk a little bit about how you promote the value of the gift cards and the value of those packs and how it makes it easier for you to get somebody to say yes when they're thinking about the business?
Well, I mean, it's pretty easy. If somebody's thinking about the business, you know, I just recently, a couple of weeks ago, I enrolled a new business partner who I found through a friend of mine. So I networked through this person. She introduced me to this lady, and we, you know, went through the process. And when it got to the point of enrolling, I basically said, okay, well, you know, if you want to really, you know, rock your business and get started on the business side of things, there are really two options. And I went, you know, I go through the Platinum and Launch options, and I love the Launch Pack. And so I talk about the fact that if there's someone, as this person was, of high influence and they know tons of people, this package is a good $6,000 value because you've got all the products, 100 gift cards, which then, you know, once those gift cards are redeemed, the company will send another 100 and keep doing that for their first 12 months. So it's hard to put a value on that package, but it's worth at least $6,000 to them. And so it will sort of take out, it'll allow them to launch their business, you know, very, very quickly and easily and not have to worry about repurchasing gift cards. So it's pretty easy at that point to have somebody see that value. And it's only, I mean, when you think about it, and this is something I talk about too, to launch a business for $500 or even $1,000, you know, buying into a franchise basically is very little to have a multi-million dollar business. And, you know, I give the example of my own organization that generates, you know, a good $300,000 in volume every single month. So it's big business and it's a small investment to make, if that makes sense.
It does. Well, I appreciate you sharing that. So, you know, your story is fantastic. Nikki, your story is fantastic. Congratulations to both of you. So if you're listening in, just as we wrap up, you know, the gift cards are really easy to use to invite prospects. I love what Nikki said about, you know, putting that $50 conversation right in there as you're capturing the email address or phone number so you can text them some info. Talking about the value even before they enroll and, you know, getting them mentally, you know, thinking about some of their friends to pay it forward, just as Mary Kay talked about, showing the income potential, showing the value, and promoting the gift card marketing system as part of a serious business opportunity. Those are just a few of the benefits of this program, and the Prosper Magazine has it right on the front. You know, it says gift card marketing revolution. This is a program only we have. And it does disarm people about, you know, what this business is and what this program is. And all of the trends are pointing toward us. I keep hearing more and more stuff about organic food and healthy food and people looking for products like ours. So there are people out there. They want to try a a new product, and you just need to give them a gift card and give them that opportunity to say yes. So, Nikki, thanks for opening people's minds. Enrolling more than 100 people in your first 90 days is pretty crazy, but you know, it's all about sharing and being passionate. So we really appreciate that. Mary Kay, congratulations on your business, and thanks for sharing as well. So thanks everybody for joining, and special congratulations to Deborah for winning her convention ticket. So if you enrolled somebody last week, if you've got a convention ticket already, join tomorrow night. David Sandoval doing his Wednesday night call. You could be getting a free convention ticket as well. So see you all in California this weekend, and Florida this weekend, and on Dave's call tomorrow night. So thanks everybody for joining us. We will catch you tomorrow night. Bye now.